As proof of the constantly shifting gender roles in pop music, rock critic Ken Tucker offers two songs, one from Alexander O'Neill and the other from former Bangles member Susanna Hoffs.
Susanna Hoffs has become a kind of second-level sex symbol by flouncing demurely in her videos and singing in a pouty purr. This is not to discount her talent as a musician. I'd much rather listen to her efficient pop hooks than, say, Sting's fatuous new album, The Soul Cages. The title of Susanna Hoffs' album is a line from a 10-year-old song written by David Bowie and Brian Eno called Boys Keep Swinging. Hoffs does that song on her new record. David Bowie sang that song a decade ago, it was little more than a bit of cheerful smugness, a celebration of maleness couched as a joke. When Susanna Hoffs sings it, however, the song is turned inside out. Lines like, "When you're a boy, you can buy a home of your own," and "You're always first in line when you're a boy," become expressions of pop jealousy. Of course, women can buy their own homes, but the song is a metaphor for women's relative powerlessness in the world of pop music and in the world. But Hoff's performance then goes on to contradict even this implicit criticism. She sounds so bold and happy that the song becomes a celebration of boys. She loves these men who are boys, the sort of boys who, Bowie and Eno wrote, check out other boys as well as girls. The result is an equal opportunity love song, sexy and lively. Susanna Hoff's music summons up the image of a suburban white girl locked away in her bedroom using her mother's mascara. Nothing could be more different than Alexander O'Neill's song, All True Man. It offers testimony about adult romance that a middle-aged man might offer in a brave, unguarded moment. When you need to cry, I'll be there to dry your eyes. You don't have to suffer no more. It'll be all right. 'Cause the secret to me incomplete in your love. Alexander O'Neill is a postmodern soul man. He's a smooth balladeer who rejects the misogynist stereotypes asserted by a lot of hip-hop music these days. His singing style is a throwback to the heyday of Al Green, Smokey Robinson, and Marvin Gaye. Working with the production team of Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, O'Neill maintains a beat and rhythm entirely in keeping with modern music. All True Man is the title song of O'Neill's fifth album, and I think it's his triumph to date. A proclamation of masculinity that's discursive, complex, sexy. Robert Bly should use it in his Iron Man seminars. Susanna Hoffs and Alexander O'Neill are having a conversation about romantic ideals in the 90s, and although the vocabularies they're using aren't remotely similar, they seem to be coming to the same conclusions.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.